South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, it's heading your way. It's probably not going to change path. It's going to be hitting pretty soon. Be ready and God be with you.
That is, of course, President Trump offering encouragement to Americans in the path of Hurricane Florence, some 5 million under evacuation orders. Curtis Biasi is live in the path. He's at Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Just fine. I imagine that you're watching Ocean Isle Beach empty of people.
It is. Right now, we've got, you know, the proverbial calm, the calm before the storm, mile-high Carolina blue skies, sunny sun, and, you know, 80 degrees and about 95% humidity. And, you know, it's a typical late summer day, early fall day, and people are taking that opportunity to get out of the way.
Are there mandatory evacuations there? And if so, is there anyone who's saying, I'm not leaving, I'm gonna stick this thing out?
Well, yes and yes, to be perfectly honest. The local emergency management officials have ordered the evacuation of the barrier islands here along the southeastern North Carolina coast. Ocean Isle Beach, Holden Beach, Sunset Beach are the three main beaches here on this end of the county. And they're all connected by high-rise bridges to the mainland, and those bridges are going to be closing probably about noon today. You won't be able to get back out on the island, even if you're a resident. So, yeah, the local folks have said that, you know, if you decide to stay out there, you're pretty much on your own. You know, mandatory evacuation doesn't mean that we're going to make you leave, but it does mean that, you know, we're not going to put our emergency management officials, our firefighters and EMS and police in harm's way to rescue you. You know, we'll do our best to get to you, but at the end of the day, you chose to stay. And so, you know, heed the warning and get out of the way.
I was just looking at a map of the area and some pictures, which it just looks like a beautiful place. But it's near Myrtle Beach, I guess. And how many, you know, excuse me, I'm trying to ask what kind of a size crowd is going to be stuck trying to get out of there if they wait until the last minute?
Well, that's the thing. You know, Governor McMaster in South Carolina especially has been out ahead of this over the last couple of days. He's authorized the two main arteries that leave the Lowcountry are U.S. Highway 501 out of Myrtle Beach, and then Interstate 26 out of Charleston. And he's authorized what we call lane reversals here in the area, where he takes the westbound lane and the eastbound lane and turns them both into westbound lanes. You can't come to the beach, but you can get off the beach. So we're talking about 4 miles of four lanes of uninterrupted traffic going out of the area. Interstate 40 leaves the Wilmington area, and they're doing the same on Interstate 40 today. And so, and it's not like they can just go a few miles and get off. Once you get on those what are normally eastbound lanes and you're headed westbound, you've got to go well inland before you can get off. So they're working on getting people out and giving them extra opportunity to get out.
They're talking about rain in terms of feet and not inches. And I guess there's concern about toxic flooding because of all the hog manure pits and cool ash dumps in North Carolina.
Well, that's definitely a concern, especially up around the Raleigh-Durham area and to the east to Greenville, where our hog industry is centered. You know, that's the thing we learned with past storms like Hurricane Diana in '84. When they meander off the coast and they just continue to dump more rain into the area, they, you know, these areas do flood. They've taken the precautions of you know, putting you know, preparations in place, but you know, if this is the catastrophic event that they're predicting, you know, I don't know that those the precautions are going to be enough.
We're talking with Curtis Biasi in the path of the storm of Hurricane Florence. He's in Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina, and I'm just curious, Curtis, what are your plans? Are you going to get out of there while you can, or are you going to just hunker down and ride it out?
Well, fortunately, I don't make enough money to live on the barrier islands, so I live about 5 miles inland, and while we do have some swamp areas and river areas nearby, we live in an area that's pretty much, you know, high ground, as high as ground gets in the coastal region, and so we're going to ride it out. We're going to hunker down and ride it out. We're prepared. We've got, you know, our backup generator standing by, and we've got the gasoline to run it, and we've got plenty of food and water, and we're just going to see how this thing goes.
I bet you there isn't anything left in any of the grocery stores or any of the gas stations.
Well, that's the thing. You know, we had a run on food and gasoline early in the week. Monday, we had some long line situations at gas stations around the area. But the suppliers have really done a great job while everybody else is leaving. You know, they're putting their trucks on the road and getting them into the area so that they can, you know, so people who are staying can be secure and have the supplies they need. And also, you know, they're doing a great job of getting the gas stations restocked so that people can get on the road and get out of here. So, you know, hats off to the truckers and everybody else who's been making that happen.
Well, our hats are off to you. Curtis, thank you very much for a great report. Very well
done.
Thank you. All right,
Curtis. Thanks.
Curtis Biasi at Ocean Isle Beach in North Carolina.